Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Today is Quincy Carter Day, so it's not Quincy Carter's birthday.
That would be boring.
But what happened? When did this all start, Blake?
Yeah.
This started in 2020. Jake may have to help me here, but Quincy Carter tweeted out his actual cell phone number. Was it trying to get a hold of Deion's son?
Yes.
Because he was going to coach him up in some quarterback camp or
something. So it was during the pandy?
Yes.
We were in the den.
Yeah, so he tweeted it out, I think, March 24th, and we called it the next day to see if he was real. And he
just picked up.
He picked up while watching The Irishman.
So on March 24th, 2021... we called him just because it was the anniversary, and we're traditionalists, just like you, with the not walking on that grass and all that kind of stuff, right? We're like Aggies. We have Aggie traditions here at the Hang Zone. And then last year we did it again. Now, was last year TJ Miller out at the Pinball Fest?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that was gold.
And one of my favorite Hang Zone moments.
Yeah, so TJ Miller, actor, comedian, Silicon Valley, Deadpool, shows up while Quincy's on the phone, so we just introduced them to one another.
And they became friends.
Yeah, I think.
Wonder how that friendship's going. Let's call Quincy Carter and see if he actually picks up, number one. I got Quincy Carter's number on my phone. You think that's cool, Trey?
I'm quite impressed right now.
Ladies love it, yeah.
You should see how much tail I've pulled home because showing someone this in the bar.
He says tail a lot. Sorry.
Sorry. Gash.
Good God.
What? I don't think he's going to pick up this year.
Quincy!
Hello?
Q-car.
Quincy, you know who's the voice that is? Do it again.
Quincy!
Yes.
That's Miss Price.
No. Yes, I do. You know, I know Miss Price's voice. But
that's
anyway.
Right, Carolyn Price. And I'm Dan. This is Jake. We're your friends from The Ticket in Dallas. We call you every year on this date.
I recognize the voice. And a friend of mine actually reminded me that probably you'll call today. She said, do not miss this call because you'll call today because tomorrow is actually the 25th.
Yeah. That's right.
Tomorrow's on top of it.
That's a good friend.
Do you remember why we called you on the 25th, March 25th, 2020?
Absolutely, because my bonehead mistake of getting on Twitter for the first time. And putting my phone number out to Deion Sanders' son. I'm sitting here with my mom right now, and she's got her mouth wide open like, what is going on? she's like, what is happening right now? But, man, I'm glad to hear from you guys, man.
Well,
thanks
for
giving me.
Yeah, man, here on The Ticket, this is known as Quincy Carter Day now.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I appreciate the love.
We're giving you a key to the station. We can't really control the city.
Listen, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it. I need to come in the studio here pretty soon one day too.
Open offer. Standing.
Anytime.
We will make
doesn't
time
matter what we
day.
Have going. We will host you, we'll feed you, you can bring your mom in, do whatever, you know.
Heck yeah, man. Let's do that. Off the air, man. Let's set that up. Yeah,
so,
yeah, we go ahead.
So last year, we had, when we called you, we had TJ Miller on our show, who is a famous comedian and actor. Yeah. And then we turned, we understand you guys became somewhat friends or no?
Yeah, we did. My schedule didn't work out to get down to a show that weekend. But heck yeah, man. Good, very good people.
All right. So what do you got going on these days? What are you doing this year?
Since
we talked to you last year.
Man, God's got me moving and shooting so many different directions with my rehab work, working over at BRC Recovery. We just added a mindset program to help, you know, former athletes, NFL guys. We got a brain program where we assess the guys first and then put them in various, you know, programs as far as 30-day or 45-day or 60-day stay. So that's got my hands full. I still got my quarterback school going on right now. I kind of actually gave social media a little break, but I'll be back on here in about a week or so. So, man, taking care of these seven kids of mine and taking care of my mom. My mom's just smiling right now from ear to ear like, what is happening right now?
Dude, you have seven kids?
Seven. Actually, got one of my sons is on hold right now. I think he just hung up because I seen the 214. Yeah, I seen the 214 number, and I said, you know, I bet that's them. And I said, let me pick up.
Yeah, you could talk to him anytime. Yeah, you only get to talk to us once a year.
I know, right? Yeah, that's pretty cool, though, man. But God still got me busy. And, man, I'm just walking in his graces and, shoot, man, just doing God's work.
What are your kids' names? Do you remember them all?
Yes, I do. I got to give you a little time. Now, I got two Quincy's, actually, my 23-year-old and my 9-year-old. I got a 13-year-old Sadie who's actually, she lives right outside of Dallas in Crawley. Got an 8-year-old Heavenly. My oldest is 26, which is my my oldest daughter's Kai, and then I got Elijah, who's actually finishing his degree. Quincy, my 23-year-old and 22-year-old, finishing their degrees right now. They graduated in May, and then my 19-year-old, who actually lives in Dallas too, Christian.
Dude, you know, we could set up a GoFundMe for a vasectomy.
You could do it live in studio.
I know right now, huh?
You ever heard of George Foreman's kids? You know what his sons are named?
Listen, this is so funny. I met him at a banquet in Dallas, and so that's where I got the idea of trying to name all my sons Quincy. That is so funny. Yes, because all of them are George. That is so funny, man, that you just mentioned that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Man, you're awesome. You're a ray of sunshine in our lives. We love talking to you, dude.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool, man. Heck yeah. And that's what I try to be on an everyday basis, man. God's got me moving.
All right. Well, seriously, if you are in Dallas, we want to have you come on up here and we'll have some fun.
Man, I'm up there all the time working out kids. So off the air, man, let's set that up.
All right. Don't be afraid when Blake texts you. He's our producer.
Okay, you know, no problem.
You know Quincy Blake?
Yeah, we've texted a couple times.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he might send you a picture of his junk by accident, but don't worry about that.
Okay. All love.
All right, Quincy. Thanks,
congrats,
man.
Congrats, Quincy.
Good to talk
Keep
to
it moving.
You.
Oh, thank you. Happy talking to you, too.
Happy Quincy Carter Day.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. All love.
All right, see you, man.
All right, bro, you too.
Quincy!
What a guy. I'm happy for him.
Number one.
Great dude. Likes the weed.
I don't know if he still does.
Did at one point.
Some of those, yeah. Sometimes they make you quit everything.
Mm. Yep.
All right.
What's that about?
All right. Well, happy Quincy Carter Day if you celebrate to you and yours.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.